Hello.
Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com.
Where I'm soon to be berated.
Where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Mysteria Legacy.
Probably only Mysteria Legacy. Oh, my. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can even hear the crickets in the background.
Oh, my. Wow. Well, that's pretty impressive for a cheap pair of headphones. Yeah, the party ended around 8 o'clock, and I went down to help clean up. Well, around 7:30, and I went down to clean up. I got back here around 8. I have no excuse. I just completely forgot what today was.
What party?
For Haley.
Oh, right. That's right.
Yep. There's a bunch of old folks, and there are a bunch of kids.
Awesome.
And then there is one kid who is 12 who didn't fit with either group.
Poor kid.
Yeah. She glommed on to me because I actually listened to her.
Well, of course.
And finally, when things were starting to wind down and they'd opened all the presents and the kids were all playing, and I decided to let Shirley know I'd come back down to help clean up. I was going to go up and water plants in the greenhouse. And so this 12-year-old girl follows me up to the greenhouse. She asked if it'd be all right. I said, well, you need to go. This is Angie's daughter. And she left her in John's charge. And so I said, well, you'll have to ask John. And John, of course, said, yeah, sure, fine, go. So up she came, and then she discovered my computer was connected to the internet.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You got internet? Oh, my God. I didn't think anybody out here had internet.
So she started showing me all sorts of things on YouTube. Imagine Dragons looks like it's okay. Ed's World?
Oh, yeah. Kids these days watch some really questionable stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You know, knowing her mom. I mean, I don't know. I don't know her mom all that well. I just know a little bit.
Yeah.
So I can't really say much. Anyhow. I mean,
yeah, so
I don't know. We let our kids watch some questionable stuff, too.
Yes. My kids used to get upset because I turned everything into a lesson.
Oh, yeah, mine did that. I did the same thing.
Ugh.
In fact, you probably heard this story before, but our public hasn't.
No.
I came in from working in the yard or something. I don't know what I was doing, but I was doing something. And I was on my way downstairs to whatever was downstairs, my office, my bedroom, whatever. And I stopped in the living room because the kids are watching cartoons. It was some kind of G.I. Joe type movie or TV
right.
show.
Yeah.
And I think they were fighting fires or something. I don't remember what they were doing. But so I got distracted, and I was watching the cartoon with them. And then it went to commercial, and then so I started to proceed on to what I was originally going to be doing in the first place.
Right.
But before so, I stopped and gave them, you know, I was like, okay, you know, from what I seen on the cartoon, I said, now see, blah, 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 blah. And Caitlin, the oldest, was like, do you have to make a learning lesson out of everything? And I just looked at her with a blank stare and said, because I was thinking about it for a second, and I was like, yes, yes, as a matter of fact, they do. And then smiled and turned around and walked off.
You a-hole.
Well, it's the truth. I mean, it was kind of funny that she said it the way that she did. And, but it was the truth. I mean, that's our job as parents, is to make a learning lesson out of everything.
Yep.
And I recognized that. And so I was just like, yes, actually I do. And I just went about my business.
Do you happen to have Discord open?
not open, but it can be.
All right, I'm sending you two screenshots.
Bella tried to send me her Discord, but I couldn't access it.
Yeah, it's possible to set up permanent links. Whatchamacallit, Mysterious Legacy has a permanent link for Discord. So,
to connect with them?
Yeah. Anyway, I think you'll find these two screenshots I'm sending you interesting. From time to time, I run into this error, but never, never when trying to access a site in North America.
Interesting.
You see it?
Do you have my Discord?
Well, yes, but I sent it to David.
Okay, I don't have that one.
You should. You have full admin access.
I think not. My Discord is Kano #3148.
Oh. Well, it used to be Kano 5313.
Okay, yeah, see, I can't access that one. I don't know why.
Okay. So I guess I'll have to get
that. That was the one that I locked myself out of, so I recreated a new one.
Okay. All right. Hold on. I don't know how to... Oh, search options. Mention has link. No. Nope, that's not good. I don't remember how to send. Ah, there we go. Invite people. Well, gee, that sort of works. But I would have to be able to... Oh, I'm going to have to do that. That's easy. Okay. So I go to text now, which failed me. And I send it straight to your phone.
Or you can kick it to me.
Kick it to you? Yeah, I don't think I have kick on the computer.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
I don't know if it's possible to have kick on the computer. One of these programs I looked into, and it's only on phone. Anyway, did you get it on your phone, the link?
Not yet.
No, I just sent it.
Okay.
At 9:42 p.m. Ugh, I got soap in my mouth.
How'd you do that?
Well, apparently, Shirley dumped the remaining lemonade into a quart jar that hadn't been properly rinsed.
Oh, okay.
And so when I went and took the last remaining stuff, I got a mouthful of soap.
Mouthful of soap.
Yep. So I dumped it on the tomato plant. I'm sure it'll do it good.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile.
Meanwhile in Mysterio Legacy.
The soap was thick enough. I don't think I can get it out of my mouth. All right. You didn't get the link yet?
No.
No, that's sad. How else can I send it to you? Well, I can do this. I can send it to David, David, and David. And then it'll hit my phone. Come on. There we go. Discord is opening. And let's see if it'll let me copy that. Well, no, it doesn't. That blows. All right, let me try this. Create instant invite. Share link. There we go. Said kick. Here we go. David Michael Kane O'Dodery.
O'Dodery. O'Dorito.
O'Dorito. There you go. I just kicked it at it.
All right.
Okay. Now, oh, Boulder Dash Dump is also signed in. All right, so I need to, how do I do this?
How do you do what?
How do I remove? Person. You can say block, that doesn't make sense. Cool, I can invite you to other servers. That's great. I'm just going to say block. See what happens. Are you sure you want to block Kano? Blocking a user will remove them from your friends list. Okay, well, that's a dead account, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah, I kept trying and kept trying to recover the account, and it wouldn't let me, so.
Okay, I can unblock you, but I can never remove you, apparently. That's not good. All right, well, as soon as you sign in, I will give you admin access.
All right. I'm going through and cleaning up my text messages now while I was waiting for that. So I'm almost done. I'm on June 28th now.
That is weird.
What's weird?
Well, I should be able to remove a single individual.
I
shouldn't have to block them. I should just be able to...
Maybe all these thousands of text messages from work is part of the reason why my battery is running down. I ain't gonna worry about that anymore.
Let's see now. Webhooks is an easy way to get automated messages and data updates sent to text channel on your server using Internet Magic. Okay, learn more.
Magic. All right.
Now, I did one.
Oh, I can see all the old stuff, too.
Oh, you're on?
Yep. Oh, you've been busy in here.
Yes and no. I still need to figure out how to access our proper websites, because all this stuff should have gone on to either DD&D or ScrapGov or whatever, you know. Huh. Okay. Ah, there you are. Now. By server ad friend. Kick Cano, ban Cano. No. I can add you as a friend. Wow, I can invite you to a channel that's not even mine. That shouldn't quite be right.
Oh, that penny thing. If people are paying any attention, they just put the penny back where they got it, where it was.
I'm sorry, I lost the context.
Oh.
Oh, that. Okay. Yeah. I gotta try that. I gotta see if that's true. But you know, it's like, how quick do you have to be to get the penny there before they hit the button to lock the door?
You lost me.
As I understand it, you have to stick the penny there before they hit the remote control to lock the doors.
Right.
So you have to be pretty darn quick, because most people hit the remote about 4 or 5 steps after they leave the car. In other words, you had to be standing next to the car when they were doing it. You had to be standing next to the people locking the door.
Right.
Okay.
So this other one you posted shows a picture of one bullet flying through another bullet.
Yeah.
I bet that was a rare experience.
Well, I suppose if you adjusted the trajectory of your bullets and timed your camera, over time you might be able to accomplish that.
Okay.
This is weird. I've forgotten how to make you admin. Create categories, change nickname, invite people, server settings, notification settings, privacy change settings. Huh. All righty.
Weird. I wonder why you're not able to access the Minta Dungeons and Dragons and Scrap Go Scrap.
You saw that.
Yeah. I'm able to access them.
Ah, there we go.
I was earlier. I am now.
Well, get it out of my face. Well, I'm not so sure I should have blocked you, because you might have made some posts that I'd have gotten rid of by doing that.
No, I don't think I ever signed in.
Oh. Well, okay. Yeah, it's not giving me an opportunity to correct. Swoosh. Kano has landed.
Kano has landed.
Kano just landed. On Discord.
Okay.
I don't know. Did you type that or?
Nope. But I sent you 3 Discord links there to the 3 Discord groups that I created.
Huh. Well, I tried to make an admin by typing admin as your role. It didn't work. So, I don't know.
Well, maybe, go ahead and sign up for the 3 Discords that I sent you, and I'll see if I can make you admin.
How did you send me?
Kick.
Through Discord? Oh, through Kick.
The same way you sent me the Discord link.
Crap. Right. Matt's going to go to Balderdash Dump, which at this point is not helpful.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it went to NYOB. NOYB.
You know what that means, don't you?
Yeah. I use it occasionally myself.
Right. So a lot of sites know me as Noib. Noib.
It's all good.
What's your first name? Your last name? Yeah. When I registered my tools for Rigid, they won't know my phone number. Won't know my.
Well, I might try to get that. See, I was trying to sign in with just Kano as my admin. So, or not my admin, my username. So, if I try to sign in with Kano number 5313, maybe it'll send me my password.
Yep.
But I'm already using this one, so it don't matter.
Right-click user for more action. Okay. I already did that. Well, great.
What?
Oh, it might actually be opening now. Anyway, for the listeners who can't see what I sent, I got a 403 error when I tried to access Demented Dungeons & Dragons, and another 403 error when I tried to access scrap.com. Well, there's a couple reasons for getting those. One is the site administrator has incorrectly set up their PHP software. I think that's they incorrectly set up some software. But if Kano's able to access it and I'm not, that's probably not the case. Well, okay, on this channel, I set up three categories of admin. They're all capable of doing the same administrative qualities. The only difference between them is the color the name shows up in.
Right.
And I can't seem to find how I set that up in the first place.
Oh, well. It don't have to be today.
No. And quite frankly, the way I was using David and David and David as the I mean, it'd be useful for the show. People posted, you know, comments and stuff to either one of the podcasts. If we were monitoring this Discord account, we'd be able to respond to that stuff. So you don't necessarily have to call in. Well, you do in order to listen live, but you don't necessarily have to talk to us. You could text us. And, you know, when we're not broadcasting, you could post questions there. Oh, I got killed by a wolf. Damn it. There went one quarter of my mist.
And what'd you drop?
Hardly anything.
Okay.
Usually what happens is I'll be in the middle of planting something. Like I had planted all four of my aloe seeds. I tell you what, I braved to get them back. And I only successfully got three of them. Before I got killed again. Because it was a skeleton that killed me, and it hung around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Talking about pain in the rear.
Yeah, skeletons are pretty powerful.
Okay.
Did that skeleton have the name Donk above it?
I don't know. I didn't survive long enough to see that.
Because Donk usually runs around with a skeleton costume.
Oh. No. I don't think it was a player.
Oh, okay.
If it was a player, they would have harvested all of my aloe.
True. Yeah, because aloe is valuable.
Yeah. Yeah, I have over 100 aloe, but I still only have 4 seeds.
You what?
Mostly. I have over 100 aloe in my inventory, but I still only have 4 seeds.
Oh,
mostly,
yeah.
I grow it to produce seeds. The guy I got it from, in an hour's time, he started with one seed, and after he produced the second seed, I said, "Can I buy the third one from you?" He's like, "What?" He didn't understand the concept. "Can I buy the third aloe seed that you produce? I don't have a third aloe seed." "No, if you keep planting them, you will." So, in about an hour, he had 10 aloe seeds, and let me have them. So, I gave him some potatoes, I made him a shovel, gave him some lettuce seeds. Yeah.
Yes, see, I didn't know they reproduced.
Yeah, every once in a while you get 2 seeds for every one you planted. Every once in a while.
Right.
Now, pine cones, it seems like every third tree produces another pine cone. So it's diminishing return. So if you see a pine cone, pick it up and consider it a freebie. It's a free tree that you get to chop down at some other location. And I have to do it at a dangerous place.
Yeah, trees are readily abundant. So that's why I guess they don't give you a whole bunch of pine cones.
Well,
but you should. Maybe get more pine cones from trees, but I don't know. I've got a couple hundred pine cones now.
And then there's potatoes.
I don't really plant them because I can go outside of my farm and chop trees all day long. I got trees growing in the farm where I don't want them to grow all day long.
Well, I tell you what, here's a reason why if you go to Wellington, to make your farm long ways away from the mess that's by the front gate.
Yeah, it is
there isn't a tree, stone, or boulder to be found anywhere near there.
I noticed that. There's not, like, very many trees growing in Wellington or boulders.
There are. It's just all the noobs chop down anything nearby. They're busy gathering up every piece of material they can lay their hands on.
Right.
And so it gets stripped clean. So, and you also won't find too many monsters. That's the side effect of needing mist to make things. So typically the monsters you find are the ones that are a little bit too tough for the noobs to handle. And
I know.
Doofus is a noob.
It's weird, that new area. You would assume it would be a noobville, but it's actually harder to survive over there.
Well, yes and no.
Right. You can't get raided. Hardly.
Not by roping. No. Because there's
not by roping. But
you can break walls.
But it requires a lot of mist to break the walls.
Does it?
Yep. That's why Bella doesn't like Wellington. She calls it Pussville. Puss Town.
That's right. I may have pissed them off earlier today. I posted Wellington has slime and Galebrook has bar.
Who is slime?
Slime is one of the monsters in Wellington. And it's kind of a tax. All right.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Again, there's a mist tax in Wellington, and Galebrook has bar.
Right. Because bar attacks. Bar is stronger than slime, though.
Well, true. Slime can be overcome.
So can Bar.
And so the response to Bella not liking Wellington is like, well, Wellington is the answer to Bar. Yes, there's a mist tax in Wellington. But there's worse than a mist tax in Galebrook.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know that you'd be smart enough to figure that out.
Yeah. Yeah, bar is the reason to move to, I just earned 390 angel dust.
Coolness.
Because I got killed by a wolf.
Oh, so dying earns you angel dust?
Yeah, I don't know how to spend it, but I actually got quite a bit of angel dust built up now. That probably doubled it. Let me see.
I don't have a lot of angel dust.
Well, that's weird. 390 is how much angel dust I have. Okay, I found something else out, too. Somebody said the reason why... I just attained level 10 for the second time. And I asked in chat, you know, how often can I... you know, get up to level 10. And the response is infinite. And somebody else explained, every time you die, you got to earn the level again.
Well, yeah, basically. If you're level 10 and you die and you go down to level 8, You got to earn level 10 again.
Let me see.
But level
Harder. Okay. I'm level 9. Okay, I lost a level when I died.
Yeah, it depends on how far you are on that level. So if you just required level 10 and then you die, it will drop you down to level 9. And then it's harder to obtain level 10.
What I love is all these characters that attempt to attack me.
Huh?
Well, you know, other players, they walk up and attempt to attack me. I don't know how successful they are, but...
Well, if they're noobs and they haven't done the PvP thing, then they can't hurt you anyway.
Okay. And if they did do the PvP thing?
You would know. They would do damage to you.
Okay, I just passed a table. On the table is what appears to be either a pelt or a hide. Damn it! Oh, I hate this. I'm glitching backwards. I'm trying to go forward, and I keep jumping further and further away from where I'm trying to go.
That's your internet.
By the way, I pushed accept invite, and nothing happened. Okay, now I'm looking at a table that has what looks like a pelt or a hide on it.
Okay.
Okay, welcome. This silver can be purchased if you drop pelt 7 and hit action. Okay, so if I drop 7 pelts, I'll get silver.
Yep.
Is there any reason I shouldn't go for that deal?
Well, seeing as pelt's not really that valuable, yes. The ratio for pelt is 1 gold for 50 pelts, which means 1 pelt is worth 1 silver. But I can't sell pelt. I can put 100 pellet up for 1 gold and I can't sell it.
Why not?
Nobody seems to want to buy it.
Oh.
Because pelt's easy to come by. Practically worthless. Just like bones.
Okay, my internet must have dropped on me because I can't get the table to react.
Probably.
Right. Yep, I just logged out. Oh, come on. Jeez. There we go. Oh, crap. I click log in, and it gives me the choose a world screen again. Oh, come on. No, I don't want to go to that server. What else did I do today? Oh, I brought the tank over here. And apparently I took my chainsaw to the land and stuck it in my container. Along with the gasoline and motor oil. Or chain bar oil.
Okay.
And forgot that I had done that. Went to use the gasoline from my chainsaw to clean up this fish pond. So I could apply the JB Weld to it. I think I like JB Weld. I will find out by about 6 o'clock tomorrow. Well, no, I won't. It won't be until the next day, because I'll have headed to the land. Well, maybe not. Maybe I'll wait until that's cured, test it, and if it's sealed, I'll take it to the land with me. And then the next morning, I'll install it and get some stuff done.
There you go.
There we go. Now, apparently I dropped my pelts because I knew I had a lot of pelts. And they're no longer there. So, no biggie. Now, there's another one here for bones. If I drop 7 bones and hit action, I can get a silver, I guess.
Where is that? Is that in Wellington?
Yeah. So 7 bones for 1 silver, is that good?
Seeing as they're practically worthless, yes.
Okay. Well, it's a building material. So, but I collect them all the time. Go away. All right, maybe. Do you have to drop the exact amount?
No.
Okay. There we go. Okay, I got 5 bone left over. Okay, he wants... Now here's one where he's accepting silver for something. I can't see what it is. There is nothing for sale at this time. Come back later. He'll buy your feathers.
That's probably not worth it.
He wants 1 feather for 1 silver.
That's definitely not worth it. Feathers are worth 5 silver.
Oh, 3 turtle shells for silver. I got 3 turtle shells.
That's not worth it.
Really?
Really.
What am I going to do with turtle shells?
5 turtle shells, you can get a potion.
Right, if I have access to that.
You don't have access to Newville?
No.
Well,
I got kicked out of Newsville. Otherwise, it'd still be there.
I got access to Newsville.
Crap. Stop that. I really hate that. There's a whole bunch of tables here that don't have anything on the table, but there's stuff behind it.
That's what you're buying, is the stuff behind it.
Right, you have to click on the table to find out what you need to give them. Some of them tell you with the picture, but others you have to... There you go.
Do you have any armor?
I did. I never wore it. This is kind of a scary place.
Why?
A lot of people showing up. 10 wood for a silver. No, I use all my wood. Five clay. No, I use all my clay too. Five malachite for a silver.
I don't know if that's worth it or not.
What do you use malachite for?
You make different metals out of it. I think copper is one of them.
All right. Now, why would you put up a gate that doesn't let anybody through? When all you have to do is walk around to the other side of the wall. Hey, here's some potion.
How much is the potion?
I'm about to find out. Let's see. Now, this healing potion 11 can be purchased if you just drop one gold.
That's worth it. Usually it's 10 for one.
This is weird.
What's that?
Well, if the damn game would let me move, I can get behind the sales table. Apparently I can't. There we go. I am now behind the sales table. Okay. Okay, there's gates set up behind the sales table. So what he did is he set up a series of tables and he put a gate behind them. And that's their only protection.
Well, in Wellington, their protection is that it requires too much mist to destroy their table. So,
how much mist?
Not sure.
Because it's really not hard to buff mist.
Really not what?
It's really not hard to collect mist. Unless you get yourself killed, then you lose about a quarter of it.
Right.
And I'm probably going to get myself killed because I keep jumping, either forward or back. Have you... places in the game that are kind of like glitch points?
There is.
Where you can't go past that point, you keep bouncing.
Yeah, no.
The internet thing, it's a point that you can't go past. And if you take the time around it and walk into it from the other direction, it's still bound. Ugh, this is so infuriating. Crap. Oh, come on. Okay, finally. At least it has a decent to walk me out.
Doofus is sleeping.
Lucas can't log in. All right, fellas. Okay, well, on six now because it's not getting enough. That's something else. I'm tempted to start paying attention to the such from the server as I then start keeping track of those.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
I tend to start keeping track of the people who such and such so and so use the second server as.
IP addresses.
Yeah, I'd like to. I'd like to. Start writing all of them. A database, because there's certain characters who, if all five of their alts got attacked, you know, if it wasn't just Tanky on the KOS list, but also Chips and his other three characters.
Right.
It's like, how did they know? Because you were stupid. Yeah, I can't sign in.
Why not?
Yeah, I was tired. I was about to go to bed when you texted me in game. You missed the podcast. Like, oh shit. Okay, good. I think. Oh, come on! I didn't even go there. Seriously? Okay, so I came around the backside to see if these are hides. I think they're hides. Oh, I just got there and it logged me off. There we go. Now, this is a free trade counter. If you would like to send something over the counter, just drop it and hit action. You know, that would actually work if your table was set up on one end to sell eggs and you had a chicken in there. And you come around on one table and you push a worm across and then go around to the other side and purchase the eggs that come out. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Duh. Of course it's a good idea. I thought of it.
I'll create one.
But otherwise, I don't see any reason why you'd want to push anything over. Now, I see a problem. What if they push crap over? Things that the chicken doesn't want.
It don't matter. It'll fade away.
Would it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no tile. Yeah, don't put tile there. It would just fade away. Yeah, these push tables, they usually have tile behind them, though. I found a stone that nobody else saw. I'm mining it. All right, how are these people getting pictures in?
Pictures.
Yeah. Icons. Emoticons, basically.
Because they're on their phones.
Oh, and they're able to send the middle finger emoticon.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody'd be pissed if I destroyed that gate. Or if they'd be happy that they could get around now.
That's a good question.
I mean, I'm sure it served a purpose back when. All right. Oh, crap. Oh, no, that's not mine. Good. I've been building a corral to capture a chicken. And do sheep eat grass? Do they create bare spots in the ground?
Yes.
All right. And cows, too?
Yes.
All right. I found a place where chicken spawn and sheep and cows all in pretty roughly the same area. Grant, I haven't seen a chicken for a while there. I think somebody killed the one that was there. I just found a tree. Oops. A little hard to chop down trees with a pickaxe. There we go. Anyway, I figured I'd corral them together and then build tighter and tighter corrals until the chicken was in a very small space with a cow or a sheep who would, of course, eat the grass and they'd bounce off of each other. If I gave them three spaces to move around in, that means one of them could enter. Yeah, I just saw a sheep eat some grass. Anyway, you get feathers when you starve chickens.
Yeah, but not too much.
Right, so there needs to be some...
If you put a cow or a sheep in with a chicken, you want more than three spaces. Because the cow will eat up all the spaces.
Only the spaces it can reach. And since the chicken can't get around, since they can't get past each other.
Right. If you put them in, in a straight line.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah, it doesn't even really matter if it's a straight line or not. Three spaces, it's only one. I mean, it'd be a waste of materials to make it an L shape. You know, just make it a nice straight line. And they'd bounce off of each other. The chicken would only be able to occupy two spaces. The cow would only be able to occupy two spaces. Anytime one stepped back from the other, you know, one might be able to step forward. Ooh, somebody set up a real nice garden plot. Nice work. I think Thak-Ul is the one who did it, because he's working on it right now. The only thing I would do, I would make the channels of water too wide. I found that the really deep water lasts longer, the more deep water is around it.
Yeah, that's a server update, because basically it used to be easier to maintain dark water, but now they made it harder. So if you mine the dark water long enough, it turns to light water. And then it'll turn to...
Yeah, it actually doesn't take too long. I got rid of some water that way. I made some water I didn't want, but I couldn't dig it and turn it into dirt for whatever reason, because there was dark water next to it. So I just kept planting things next to it, and then when the dark water I wanted to stay dark turned light, I would dig it out and make it dark again. But eventually the light water that was next to the seeds turned to dirt.
Right.
So.
They made it more difficult.
More difficult to maintain it. Uh-oh, there's two snakes. That could be bad news. Come on, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it. Come on, kill it. I'm being attacked by two snakes at once. And they don't seem to be dying. And I don't seem to have really moved. I'm still being killed. Crap. Bastard. So now I'm level 8. I shouldn't be playing now.
Why?
Because while I'm on the phone, my internet connection is low. Low internet connection means I don't really get to move sometimes, even though it shows I moved on the screen. I'm still where I was being attacked.
And then show that you died.
I died. Yes, it doesn't. But I did. Oh, God. I dropped something. I'm no longer... No, I am burdened. When I died, it said I was unburdened. When I came back to life, it told me I was burdened. Told me upgrade rat pack. It's like, I would upgrade rat pack, but you keep killing me before I can get enough points to upgrade. Worm? Oh my God. And I'm glitching. I can't get to it. God. I hate you people who can run that fast. Oh, yeah, crossroads. If you get killed, stop and kill everything that's available to be killed. It's all weak creatures. And you get missed for it.
Oh, you mean those raccoons and stuff?
Yep. Oh, shoot. Yeah, I even went down into the dungeon. Matter of fact, I should go down in the dungeon.
Oh, the snake pit?
The snake pit, yep. Wow, I'm being watched. The owner of all the stores is watching me.
Why?
I don't know. Hey, I just got some dirt. I gotta make a bucket and do that experiment with dirt. Oh, I'm glitching. Yeah, I better not go down into the snake pit. Son of a... I glitched right onto the stuff that they were trying to sell. That is to say, I could have stole a repair kit. Actually, it probably was a stack of repair kits. Somebody's breeding wolves.
Why would you breed wolves?
Probably because they placed their pen on top of a spawn point.
I said, why would you?
Well, that would be the why. You put your chicken pen on top of a wolf spawn point, and eventually you're breeding wolves instead of chickens.
Right.
Let's see now. All right, this is probably going to be a waste of time, but... Oh, wow, here's somebody buying clay. Yep. Oh, cool. I didn't lose too much by doing that. So if you cross the border, the south border of Wellington...
It automatically puts you at the entrance?
It puts you at the entrance, but if you go right back up, you end up pretty close to where you left.
Oh, it don't put you at the entrance?
One gold for an escape lantern.
That's normal.
Yeah, right now I only have one gold. And to be honest, if I want to earn gold, oh, hey, cook your carrots.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I didn't have that many carrots. I mean, I had a lot of carrots, but I didn't have that many carrots. I cooked them, and I've eaten a lot of cooked carrots since. I still have 243 cooked carrots. And they're about as filling as steak.
Are they? I was thinking they were about as filling as fish.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't eaten fish. But, I mean, I got a lot of carrots. I mean, it multiplied my carrots quite a bit.
Oh, when you cook them?
When you cook them. Yeah, they get multiplied.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, I used to eat carrots raw. Quite frankly, in real life, folks, raw carrots are better for you than cooked carrots. The game has flawed logic.
Well, they're giving you the incentive to cook things so that you increase
right.
your skill level.
Okay, one gold for 12 stone floor kits. One gold for a compass.
I don't think that's worth it.
Yeah, me neither. Compasses are easy to make. 9 wool for 1 gold. 1 gold for a level 59. Okay, I read that wrong. This bone shield, +2/+9, defense level 53, can be purchased for 1 gold. Okay. Here's the guy's garden that I was complimenting before I got killed. Okay, let's kill a cow. Might want to arm myself with a pickaxe so I can kill it quicker. Yeah, there's lots of fire pits around here. So cooking meat's no trouble.
That's the nice thing about Wellington.
Yeah, there's lots of people's dead sites all over the place. So as long as you can find a tree to chop down, you can cook your meat.
That's it.
Gotta find that tree first. Now, if you're not a noob, that's not a problem because I'm sure you can handle a slime. But
if you're not a noob, you probably already have your own place.
Yeah, probably. And don't need the wood anymore. Ooh, I got some black pepper. Excellent. Let's see now. Coriander and caraway. I was reading, those all do things for you. Wow, somebody posted green lips as an emoticon. Okay. Yeah, JB Weld. Didn't take very much at all to patch the hole in that fish pond. So, tomorrow evening, I will test it and see if it's leak-proof, and if it isn't, I'll add some more GP weld where it needs it. There's a snake. Here, snakey. Oh, there's two snakes. Dang it. I don't want two snakes. I just want one. Yeah, come here. Come here, Snakey. All by yourself. Come by yourself. Come on. Come on, a little closer. There you go. You're dead meat. Kano, did I lose you? I lost Kano. All right, folks. It's almost 11. Got another 40 minutes to go of this. Yeah, I got a number of projects I'm working on the farm. I'm making a template for drilling holes in the side of pallets so that I can use pallets more or less like Lego blocks to build structures. And I spent far too much time yesterday trying to calculate out what the optimum distance was for four holes on a 48-inch pallet. And when I woke up this morning, I had this epiphany. Why does it have to be just four holes? So I'm going with a spacing of 3 inches for the hole drilling. That will pretty much make configuration of pallet mining that I want to do pretty easy. Nope, here comes another snake. And guess what, Snakey, you're dead meat, because I have a pickaxe, and I'm at full health. I think it thought it could sneak up on me while I was chopping a tree. Oh, I killed it without even needing a pickaxe. I'm impressed. All right. Inventory. Use some aloe. And find some nice food to eat. Oh, what happened to my food? Oh, there we go. Steak or carrots? Let's go with carrots. Okay, yeah, steak is worth carrots. Two carrots is worth a steak. But cook your carrots and you get a lot of carrots. So I think cooked carrots are better, probably better than cooked steak. Ooh, somebody dropped a hoe. Well, I'm going to pick it up. It's probably me. Let's see. I bet you it was me, because I used to have a hoe. And I died around here. I'm surprised it was all around. Should have evaporated by now. Let's see, where am I? That might be pretty close to where I need to be. So I lay at level 40. My rat. Nope. Rat's lazy. Doesn't come my way. Who told you to stop chopping that tree? Chop, chop.
Okay.
Oh, my. I hope Kano calls back in, because just me playing this game might be a little boring. Anyway, one of the first things I want to do with the pallets is make a roof for a pavilion. Except it would be a storage pavilion. Basically, just a roof, a shed with no walls. Something to keep the rain from falling down. I might put a floor, join some pallets together, and cut the pallets accordingly and hold them up off the ground to store stuff on, because the ground where I'm going to put this is sloped and it does get a lot of water flow on it when it rains. So this floor underneath just a roof would make a lot of sense. So I have to figure out how to reinforce the floor, because the way I'm going to join the pallets might not make it stiff enough. I plan on staggering the pallets and doing them side by side with bolts. I'm thinking I've wandered a bit too far from home. I should probably go back to where I was in. Meanwhile, I'm killing another raccoon. Yay! Another bone. I can sell. It's silver. Let's see now. Just to walk along. Yeah, anyway. Well, I guess it's fair. I let Kano do the first podcast all by himself. So, it makes sense for him to let me do this one. At least the last half hour by myself. Would be nice if I had somebody to talk to, though. Might actually be more intelligent if I had somebody to talk to. What'd you say? No? I'd still be dumb? Okay. I don't know what type of coin you're from. Let me see. Oh, come on. I'm glitching again. Losing my place. Yep, nope. I'm still on the call.